The 2026 elections are already canceled. Welcome to This Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Today's Friday, the 14th of November, 2025. Greetings and welcome to the program. So, the 2026 elections are already canceled. I'm sure that you want me to explain myself, so I'll begin. To be honest, I'm struggling to find the proper way in which to make this clear. And so how let's say that Donald Trump is removed from office, then this would be in this country an upheaval that would be equal to the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy, the assassination of Martin Luther King, all the particulars, the Oklahoma City bombing, the Branch Davidian murders, 9/11, Charlie Kirk's assassination, the Jeffrey Epstein debacle. But let's say that presently there is an insidious plan to remove Donald Trump from office. And should Donald Trump be relieved of his duties, which I say he will be, according to prophecies in the Bible, Donald Trump will be removed from the presidency of the United States of America in the near future. What we in this country are witnessing is the beginning of a coup. And this is a multifaceted coup. The Republican Party is involved. MAGA is involved, Democrat Party involved, agencies within the government, 3 to 26 letter agencies, continuity of government type agencies, forces beyond the borders of the United States of America in Europe, and I will even say supernatural forces from an invisible world. All through Donald Trump's presidency, behind the scenes, there's been supernatural resistance by secret societies internationally. And with these secret societies, they're the witchcraft that well, I would say the witchcraft, we cannot dismiss this matter of witchcraft. For those that follow my programs, you know my view on the final seven presidents of the United States of America, beginning with Jimmy Carter. My view is that in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verses 10 and 11, there are seven kings. It's a riddle, 2,000-year-old riddle. The final seven presidents of the United States of America, 2,000 years ago, was described as, in chapter 17 of Revelation, a great harlot, a great prostitute that deceives the nations of the world. This is witchcraft. So for me to dismiss what is going to happen to Donald Trump and his being relieved of duty is, if I dismiss it, you're not going to see the whole, you won't have a clear view, a clear understanding of what is happening presently within the MAGA movement, within the Charlie Kirk Turning Point USA movement, within the evangelical, what I call the New Apostolic Reform movement in the charismatic or in the evangelical churches of America. Also, you have the mainstream denominations, Catholicism, Lutheran churches, Methodist, Presbyterian, Episcopalian. These old denominations also are at war to a degree with Donald Trump because of Donald Trump's policies concerning abortion, transgenderism, etc. That's now excluding the Democratic Party, excluding the powers of Europe, the European nations, out of the Pilgrim Society, out of the city of London. In the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verses 10 and 11, but mainly 10, the seven kings, beginning with Jimmy Carter, there was witchcraft, there was spiritual participation of Jimmy Carter, Reagan, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, George Bush Jr., Barack Obama. There was these presidents were involved in secret societies. When you're involved with secret societies, you are involved with witchcraft. You are involved with spiritual forces. Jimmy Carter, I was listening to a program that I had heard years ago. I don't remember hearing the whole program, but getting bits and pieces out of John Coleman's Committee of 300 concerning Jimmy Carter. He had been in a mental institution when he was young. I think he'd been in the facility three times. I had heard that his mother, Lillian Gordy, according to people who lived in the Plains, Georgia area, had stated that the people knew that Lillian Gordy, Jimmy Carter's mother, was involved in witchcraft. Jimmy Carter, from a young age, he was very brilliant, a very brilliant man, but probably some of the intellectual ability Jimmy Carter had, this is my view, could have been through certain programs. I don't know if you would want to say MK Ultra, but some type of programming at an early age, which caused Jimmy later to have mental breakdowns. I wished I could, I wished I had the time to delve in on the matter of Jimmy Carter. I'm going to do a program, hopefully in the future, just on Jimmy Carter. James Earl Kennedy Carter. James Earl Kennedy Carter. He is half-brother to the Kennedy president and senator, John Kennedy, Edward Kennedy, Robert Kennedy. Jimmy Carter is the offspring, illegitimate son of Joe Kennedy, Joseph Kennedy. Many don't know that. Then with Ronald Reagan, after his assassination attempt. Nancy Reagan immediately began using women who read the stars to use this type of witchcraft to protect Ronald Reagan from future, everything he did in the future after the assassination attempt. Nancy made sure she was working with, I can't remember the name of the lady, not Jeannie Dixon. I forget the other woman who was always looking at the signs in the stars and timelines, spiritual lines, to make sure Ronald Reagan was never, ever put in a position of harm again. But Reagan was at one of the members at Bohemian Grove. You don't end up in Bohemian Grove unless you're invited. And to be invited, you have to be a member of a secret society. Now, Reagan was squeaky clean, supposedly, but he wasn't. I'm going to back up a second with Jimmy Carter. I have friends that told me the story that immediately Jimmy Carter ran on the Christian ticket, the evangelical vote. And upon winning the election, the first thing he did was he removed all Christians from his cabinet. Everyone that was involved in any kind of the moral majority at that time, anyone involved with Christianity was removed from his cabinet and from his, basically his administration. So this is Jimmy Carter. There's much more to him, again, that I don't have time to present. Going back to Reagan, again, Reagan, he was involved in the secret societies, but he was very careful. He was sworn in 1966 as governor of California, and he was sworn in at midnight. He waited because the stars in the heavens aligned in a way, in a manner in which would give him great power. There was a book I had read back in the 70s about Reagan, and it was detailed the way he was sworn in as governor of California. So all of these six presidents, excluding Donald Trump, are involved in witchcraft. So the 2026 elections, they're already canceled. There won't be a 2026 election. I'm going to get to George Bush Sr., the spiritual connection. The Trump, according to Revelation 17, he's the president of a harlot, of a prostitute, of a great whore. He is the seventh president of a nation that is going to be judged severely. The Christian family, who should know Bible prophecy, should have an idea, should know, should be aware of the fact that the United States of America is in the Bible. It is in the Bible. It is the Babylon the Great of the end days. There were two Babylons in the scripture. Ancient Babylon, the king Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, Darius, others who ruled Babylon. What was it, 33,000 years ago? I'm trying to remember the timeline. But it also in the Bible speaks of an end time, end of the world, great empire, greater than any empire that has ever existed in history. An empire that can cover the whole world, not like the British. The British did a good job ruling the world, but there's another nation that can rule the world by what is through what is under the surface of the sea, what is upon the ocean surfaces, through the atmosphere, through outer space. And it's in the Bible that we would, at prior to the time of Christ's return, we would have dens, or we would have nests, like a bird's nest, in the space. And we would have even more sophisticated quantum ability to even travel at the speed of light and to reach the planets, maybe even the stars. And this seventh king, these seven kings are rulers of a great, great empire. Also, this empire would rule info space, information, communications. Eventually, this nation would control weather, control the atmosphere, even possibly have the ability to destroy the universe. There's only one nation like this great harlot presented in Revelation chapter 17. England was vicious. China, Russia through communism, France, socialists, Germany, but none of these nations compare to the United States of America. No nation compares to the U.S. And these seven kings, six of these kings were pushing the agenda of a world hegemony, complete, total world control. But number seven has interfered with that plan, Donald Trump. He's interfered with it. He has brought it to a halt. Well, not to a halt. He's just interfered. Rather than they get the whole world, they will basically, the globalists will end up with the United States for a while. Eventually, the globalists will shift the world government headquarters to Israel. This shift is already beginning. Boy, I wish I had the time. I'm going to take time to just interject this thought. Right now, with the Epstein matter, this Epstein matter is much bigger than it will destroy the United States, Israel, England, other nations. This Epstein matter is a matter that must be, I don't want to say hidden, but it's volatile because it's international. It's a very volatile. Charlie Kirk, his assassination was volatile. John Kennedy's assassination, Robert Kennedy's, Martin Luther King's, the Branch Davidians, Oklahoma City bombing, the World Trade Center bombing, the matter of the Vietnam War. These matters were volatile, but not like Epstein. Epstein is bringing in international global theft of children. And everything that happens to these children once they've been abducted, all the way to murder, sacrifice, cannibalism, draining of their fluids. It is Epstein is going back in time, you might say, to when the Canaanites were sacrificing openly for all to view children to the gods of the time. Epstein, it isn't just abduction of young women or boys for sexual purposes. It is eyes wide shut type of witchcraft. And the devil does not want the world to see what was happening with the Epstein crowd, the global players, the very powerful, wealthy individuals that cannot be touched. Prince Andrew, well, he didn't escape. But this is just little, you might say, little windows into that world. Then, with the matter of how it affects or what is being discovered about Epstein's connections with the British, with Russia, with Israel, the United States, CIA, intelligence agencies, all three to 26 letter agencies internationally in this country. There isn't the thought of Nazism, the Nazis, and the religion of Adolf Hitler, the dual society. So this matter of, was Donald Trump involved? No, he wasn't. The other six kings may have been. Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama, the Bushes, Clinton, Reagan. There's some footage out of Colorado when Reagan was in Colorado Springs at the nice, what was it, a resort, motel, hotel, beautiful, I can't remember the name of it. But he was compromised according to what I'd read, with bestiality. And this is the type of practice used in witchcraft. For those in the occult, they must do and defile every one of the Ten Commandments. They must break the laws of every one of the Ten Commandments and other commandments that violate conscience, free will, and the life of individuals. So I kind of took a little jump into the matter of Epstein. Trump wasn't part of it. But the power of the lie and the power of deception is so great. I told my wife last night, when I'm watching and reading and listening and studying everything that I do, I realize even I can be deceived. I said, I can't believe this. This thing is so believable. The things that the mainstream media puts out, these little 15-second little, like putting poison, a drop of poison in a pool, a swimming pool of water. Little by little by little by little, that pool eventually is contaminated. And you will be deceived. I said, I can't, without the Bible, without knowing what the Bible says, even with the Bible, I have to make sure that I'm using my discernment to see things correctly. The mainstream media, these spirits, these spiritual powers, in the words of these people, is so powerful, you will believe a lie. Hitler used a technique through propaganda to willingly to deceive the German people, for the most part, to go along with Hitler's programs. this mainstream media in the United States of America, we took the English, the British, started in 1902 to Pilgrims, no, 1909, Pilgrim Society, to, I'm trying to think of the right term, to, you might say, rope in, to throw the noose around every form of media, print, radio, eventually television, eventually the internet, eventually through AI, everything. The media, what goes out to the public, must be regulated. Every word. And with mainstream media in this country, this is the, in a spiritual sense, this is the speech of the dragon. This is the way in which the dragon has a mouthpiece. He did it in Adolf Hitler's Germany. He did it with the British and their wars, World War I, World War II. The United States, we did it to the media in our involvement in Vietnam. The media has been involved in hiding what happened with John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, 9/11. This is the power of the media. But Christ said that nothing that has been done can remain hidden. Everything eventually will be the truth on every matter. Eventually, will be made known. The fact that there is a devil, a deceiver, an adversary, a diablo, no one will deny it. We are in that time that Christ said. There would come a time when what is hidden will be revealed. What is whispered in the ear will be shouted from a mountaintop. We're in that time. God's word can be believed. What Christ said, nothing, not one jot, not one tittle, will be changed till everything that was spoken through the prophets of Israel, Moses, through the disciples, through Christ himself, will come to pass. Everything in the law and the prophets will come to pass. Nothing will remain hidden. With Epstein, it's too volatile right now. The world cannot, well, America at this point still cannot handle the fact or the truth, what is going to happen to this country. This country will become a globalist, devil-worshipping center. It already is in a kind of a hidden way, but not as hidden as it used to be. It is now more every day. The nations are beginning to realize the power of the witchcraft and the amount of witchcraft, the involvement of people in positions of power involved in secret societies, witchcraft, and spiritual, supernatural evil. It's being now revealed to the world. And within this country, there is a real fight to preserve and keep America, to protect America, so that America will survive what is the spiritual, supernatural tidal waves that have been hitting this country, taking this country into every form of sexual wickedness, evil, and into witchcraft, like the world is now beginning to realize. And through the power of the secret societies and these covens, these devil worshipping, the covens that the devil worshippers meet in, there is prayer going out to the churches for the country, for the people of the country. But at the same time, on the other side, there are curses, spells, witchcraft, demons being loosed, sent out to destroy people. And there's quite a bit of witchcraft right now. Since Trump became president, I've read, gone to some of these sites where these witches, they actually tell you what they are, the witches and the spells they are casting at Trump and his administration and the people involved in the Make America Great movement. These people, they know what they're doing. And the Bible does say, it does say in Revelation 17, verse 10, that the seventh king, the honorable king, the noble king, the king with dignity, he will be replaced. He will continue a short space. A short space. You look from the time he began to run in 2015, the resistance. This individual, at this point, people don't realize what he has sacrificed. No one really has sacrificed what this individual has sacrificed in his family, with the relationships that he did have, with his finances, with his reputation for the American people. And that is exactly what Revelation 17 is presenting to the people through the Bible. And the nations of the world, the kings and the prime ministers of the nations, they know what Donald Trump is about. It's easy to criticize. You know, it's like a football game. You have a football team like here in Denver, the Broncos. Oh, you love that quarterback. You are behind him. You root for him. You run, you shout, and you cheer, and you buy his jersey and the number of his jersey. You buy everything. As long as he's not throwing interceptions, as long as he's getting touchdowns, as long as he's scrambling to get away from being tackled, everybody's on his side. But once he throws an interception or two interceptions and loses a game and fumbles the ball, then people are finicky. They turn right away. Doesn't matter what he has accomplished. They forget in an instant. But they forget what he's done. Then, eventually, if he goes on to have a winning season and gets the Super Bowl, everybody's, oh, they forgive. Well, the people of this country right now, even in the MAGA movement, Trump is making moves really that are fantastic moves. He's having to cover. He's not only having to run the ball. He's having to shuttle the ball. He's trying to find the right players that are going to get him down the field. And are all the players that Donald Trump has on his team, are they all top? No. Cash Patel, I've never trusted Cash Patel from the beginning. I believe he's tied into the agencies. What about J.D. Vance? No. With J.D. Vance, Peter Thiel actually being the individual that introduces J.D. Vance to Donald Trump, and Peter Thiel is the individual that is one of the top players in AI. Supposedly, he is trying to find the Antichrist. Who is the Antichrist? Where does Antichrist come from? How do we stop Antichrist? And he doesn't realize that, Peter Thiel doesn't realize that the Antichrist comes right out of the United States of America. In his back door, he's probably had dinner with him. So, I should I meant to, at the bottom of the hour, these programs, these are my views through my studies, through my interpretation of what happens in the Bible. Can we change things? No. Am I saying that America is going to weather this storm? I'm saying it won't. The globalists don't want it to. Am I MAGA, M-A-G-A, Make America Great Again? No. I've never been Make America Great Again. I am a patriot to this country. This is a great country, the best country. I would never have wanted to grow up in any other country but the United States. But as a minister of God's word, as a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, my kingdom, the kingdom that I serve, is an invisible kingdom. It's an eternal kingdom. It's a kingdom that cannot be shaken. The kingdoms of the world are going to be shaken. This country is being shaken. Europe is being shaken. China, Russia, African nations, nations in the South America and Central America, Canada, all the nations are being shaken. But God's kingdom is growing. It is a kingdom where there is always profit. And the kingdom of heaven is about the eternal souls of men and women and children. It's a kingdom that stands the test of time because of the king who is the captain of that, the apostle of that kingdom. The Lord Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. God Jesus, God Yeshua. And I was going to say that the programs are on my website, thispresenttruth.com. thispresenttruth.com. My contact information is Post Office Box Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. And the website always, thispresenttruth.com. On the website, on the podcast section, there's the Present Truth site. And then I have the Olive Tree Lampstand and Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry site. I haven't really done too much on the ministry side because I'm kind of doing a dual programming on This Present Truth, the Bible plus political plus world events. There's not going to be a 2026 election. They're already canceled. The last election we had with Donald Trump, Donald Trump, is the last elected president of the United States of America. The election that we had in 2024 was the final election in the United States of America. There will not be a 2028 election. Donald Trump will be replaced here shortly. We're witnessing right now. We're witnessing the move and the swell to destroy Donald Trump and to replace him. And even the MAGA group that has been loyal is going to turn. The rhinos have already turned. They'll never back him. The Democrats. Now we're going into the agencies within the United States government that must protect this country and the future of this country from Trump, from Donald Trump. But eventually, these people who are involved in replacing him will eventually make a decision to destroy this country. And I, in another program, hopefully, why the great hatred of the United States of America? Because of the Christian influence, the religious, the true religious influence of Christ on the people of this country, the teachings of Christ, how they shaped this country, the people of the country, the great enemy of the devil are God's children. Yes, Israel, definitely. The people in general, absolutely. But the great threat to the kingdom of darkness is people that are born again, truly have Christ residing in their spirit, that are reborn spiritually, that are faithful to God. This is the target of the devil. And these people will be the target of the devil. They already are. And the assault on people that are faithful to Christ, that understand this world is not our world. Whenever we Christian people get involved with the politics of the nations, whether in Europe, in Russia, in England, in America, when we get involved with the politics of the world, we will suffer persecution. And you have a thought now, Christian nationalism. This right here, the Christians who want to convert this country to a theocracy, a religious Christian based a society, have missed the mark. We are to present Christ as the loving Savior to mankind. That is our duty, to present to mankind, to the Jewish people who will listen, the non-Jewish people, the Muslim people, the Hindus, the Buddhists, the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses, to all of the cult religions. We born-again people who truly know Christ because he lives in us are to present this Messiah, this Savior, this Redeemer, this Advocate with God to the people so that they might have eternal life and have hope in the world. And Christ brings us into his field, spiritual field to grow. And we are to, through our love, through prayer, compassion on people, we are to affect the society in a positive way. And at the same time, to warn the people of the world, there is a devil. There are people that worship the devil. They're called the children of the devil. These individuals are in the places of power throughout every nation in this world. And they're like we have. Christ calls us to be his servants. Satan also has his servants. And his servants, the objective is to take over the world, to bring in a kingdom of the devil. That is what's going to happen in the United States of America. a kingdom of the devil. I'm saying this and presenting this. I have been considering presentations like this for 25 years. No. Longer than that. But the time wasn't right. Because if you don't have if you don't have a point of reference, everything is like, it's just truly irrelevant. I could, 100 years ago, you could tell people that we'd be in outer space. Well, back then, it's irrelevant. They're just trying to find a way, to afford a new Model T. Some of the newer models, they wouldn't care about going to outer space. It's irrelevant. So what I'm presenting to you today, that America, we cannot save America, Christians. That's not what God called us to do. You have family members, friends, people that you know that need to know that hell, there was this old movie, Clint Eastwood, Outlaw Josie Wales, and Chief Dan George, I think his name was, at one point in the movie, some bandits have taken over a little wagon train, and they're being held hostage, being tied with ropes at the back of the wagon, and all of a sudden, up ahead, Josie Wales is standing in the sun out in front of this wagon little group. And I don't want to get bogged down in the details. But anyhow, the old Indian chief and an old lady are tied to the wagon. And the wagon stops and the lady can't see what's going on. And the chief tells the lady, "Hell is coming to dinner." Well, that's what's coming to the United States of America. That is what's coming to the world. Because of sin, the greatest destructive force ever to mankind is not nuclear weapons, not AI, none of these things. The greatest evil to ever affect mankind is sin. Is sin is evil in the hearts of men. Men who have no conscience, who live for one thing, their own selfish greed, pleasure, entertainment. And it says that there would come a time, because the sin of mankind internationally would become so great, the earth would begin to teeter back and forth on its axis, like a top coming, starting to slow down before it collapses. That's what is coming to this world. Their only hope for the people of the world is Jesus Christ, is God Jesus, God Yeshua. The only hope. Now, there will be people who live through what's coming. Don't take a chance, especially if you're in America. Don't take a chance that, well, I'm going to live through it. You don't know. Jesus Christ is the only individual that can guarantee eternal life. No one else can guarantee eternal life. No religion can guarantee eternal life. Religions they can help you become a better person, to live a nice life, to pay your tithes, but they cannot give, religions do not give eternal life. The Catholic Church does not give eternal life. The Lutheran Church, the Mormon Church, Seventh-day Adventists, Buddhists, Muslims, Islam, cannot give eternal life. Only Jesus Christ can. There's not going to be a 2026 election. I had initially named the program, the 2026 elections may be canceled. I decided to change it. The 2026 elections are already canceled. Even before we get into next year's election season, they're already canceled. Donald Trump will not be in, I don't believe he will be president by next year. Now, there are other points of reference from here into the future. One point of reference will be that already, and we cannot change it, you just need to know that Barack Obama is already placing himself in a situation to return to power. He's already knowingly, I believe, and can't change it. Would I oppose? Would I resist? No. Because you can't. But I can present it to you. The Gavin Newsom, wishful thinking, Gavin Newsom, you will never be president. Pete Buttigieg, never be president. Jared Polis will never be president of the United States of America. J.D. Vance, no, the Republicans can decide what they're going to do with J.D. Vance. He'd be a perfect president, possibly. Castro Cortez, she will never be she's related to Castro. I think it's his great-granddaughter, something like that. She will never be vice president. Kamala Harris, she's going into the landfill of history. Joe Biden was never president of the United States of America. And Joe Biden also, even though he supposedly was the president of America, he also was a member of secret societies. That's where we are. Now, then, another point of reference is right now, the Psalm 83 regional war, which is what Israel is engaged in. I will talk about Benjamin Netanyahu and the Big Strait. He's in a whirlpool, and he's not going to survive the whirlpool that's going to hit him from God. His time is coming to an end also, but it will be the Lord that replaces him. The God of Israel will replace him. Now, I started mentioning Benjamin Netanyahu and I lost my thought. I did see yesterday on Thursday the 13th that November 13th, Lauren Boebert is pushing for Donald Trump to release the Epstein files, more of it. She just got herself in trouble. She got herself in trouble by pushing back against Donald Trump. Lauren Boebert, in my view, this is her last political run. She will not continue politically in 2026. Her political career is going to end very shortly. People don't realize that those that have pushed, you can go back from the time Donald Trump became president, because he's the seventh king. Those that pushed at him suffered disgrace, humility. They were publicly mocked, ridiculed. Many are no longer even in the political world. Those that came against God's plan with Donald Trump, basically, it didn't end well with most of them. It's not going to end well with Lauren Boebert. I heard this and I thought, well, I hate to say that that's the end of her political career. The other people that possibly would want to be president, anyone else throughout this country in the Democratic Party, they might as well kiss that wish goodbye. Nope. The only one person that God is going to allow, that Jesus Christ, that God Jesus is going to allow to replace Donald Trump, is Barack Obama. And I have the freedom to say that because it's in the Bible. And the people of this country need to be warned. Now, with these programs, each one is, my objective is to help the listeners, to help give you points of reference where we are presently and what's coming. Now, I was going to say before I forgot, when I mentioned Benjamin Netanyahu, the war in the Middle East right now is in the Bible. It is Psalm 83. It is a regional war. We're in the end of the third quarter, getting ready to start the fourth quarter. Benjamin Netanyahu, his duty is to win this war in the region, to completely eliminate the power of Hamas, Hezbollah in Lebanon and Gaza, and eventually with this new president that was just in the United States this week to visit with Donald Trump. He is a murderer. He is 100% anti-God, anti-Israel, anti-Jew. His punishment is coming. Netanyahu is going to have to, is going to be involved in a war in Jordan very shortly. And then that real estate needs to become property of Israel. I have 10 things I'm trying to present quickly because I have about a minute left. Present day Jordan will become real estate of Israel. And Damascus is going to be destroyed, eliminated, wiped off the face of the earth with fire. Israel is going to do that. And the president of Syria will not have a base. He will not have a mansion. He will probably be involved in the destruction of Damascus, which is going to take place here before next summer. Okay. Again, the website, thispresenttruth.com. Podcast sections, either This Present Truth programs or the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry church programs. Contact information, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. God bless you. God keep you. God gives his, may God keep you emotionally stable. Don't be discouraged. I have more. Continue to listen. I don't want to discourage you. I want to encourage you. We have hardships coming. Rick Rodriguez, bye.